Joyful blessings. This is Kaylin Castell. I am the creator of the Celestial Timings and the co-founder of the Shamanic Astrology Mystery School. And this is going to be a look at the spring equinox, March 20th, 2011, and the events surrounding it. I am making this recording available to both free and paid subscribers because this is such an extremely important time. It may be the most significant spring equinox we will experience in our lifetime for many reasons that I will explain. I will also be making available additional recordings to paid subscribers on the Aries archetype that marks the spring equinox, as well as Uranus's move into Aries happening very soon, March 11th, 2011 is that. And then Uranus will be moving through Aries for the next 7 years, as well as some additional stories and energy, you know, recordings that will be on about the Aries archetype in general that will be available to paid subscribers only. So looking at what's coming up in this spring equinox time, there's a lot of events that are happening around it that are explained in the celestial timings. I'm going to focus on three things, March 19th, March 20th, and March 21st for this particular audio about the spring equinox. And if you want more information, there is an article on the spring equinox as well as an audio recording I'll be making available on the spring equinox. So on March 19th, there's going to be a full moon, and it's at 29 Virgo. We could say 28:48 Virgo. There's 60 minutes in a degree, 30 degrees in a sign. And so what's happening is that this is almost 29 degrees Virgo. We have had, since the autumnal equinox last September, all of the full moons have been in the last degrees of the sign. And we had four full moons in between the September equinox and the December solstice, with the total lunar eclipse of 72 minutes of totality in on, I guess it was December 21st, right before the exact solstice took place. And I did a YouTube on that particular solstice that has had a lot of attention and is worth looking at if you're interested in seeing more information about that. I also did a YouTube on the four full moons in the season and the importance of the blue, called the blue moon. And that's a very good YouTube to check out if you go to Kaylin Castell on YouTube, or search Kaylin Castell on YouTube. You can find those YouTube audios. So on the 19th at 11:10 a.m. Pacific time, or 2:10 p.m. Eastern time, we will have the full moon in Virgo, 28:48. And again, right there at the last degrees of the sign of Virgo, right just hours before the full moon, before the spring equinox. And it happens to be a full moon that is at perigee. That means it is closest to the earth. And when a full moon is closest to the earth, that then usually the tides are higher than their normal high. It can often affect weather patterns, and it just intensifies the effect of the moon. So this is a powerful full moon. It is the closest perigee this year, right here at the equinox time, just hours before the equinox. The spring equinox, when the sun reaches zero Aries, will happen at 4:21 p.m. Pacific time, or 7:21 p.m. Eastern time on Sunday the 20th. And so we'll still be very much in the full moon energy. The moon will be rising and looking very full on the night of the 20th. And the fullest rise of the moon will be actually on the 18th. By the time the moon rises on the 19th, it will have started to wane slightly. And again, as it rises on the equinox. This is a time, too, when you can watch the sunset and turn around and be witness to the moon rise on the 19th, the 18th, 19th, and 20th. There'll be the sunset and sunrise will be somewhat close together, usually about 45 minutes different each night. Something worth paying attention to if you have an opportunity to do that. So being with the equinox sunset and then the moon rise, and I will look up that information and post it with this recording. So we have this incredible, powerful full moon paving the way into the equinox time. And then on we have the equinox happening on the next day, and then on the 21st, in the early hours of the morning, 5:25 Pacific time and 8:25 Eastern time, we will have the sun conjunction to Uranus, the exact sun conjunction to Uranus, with just within hours of the equinox, about 13 hours of the exact equinox point. So we're still in the equinox energy. And this is something that can only happen very rarely. I looked it up and I went back to see when the last time it happened, that Uranus was at zero Aries at the spring equinox, and it was in 1676. That was 335 years ago. In every 84 years, Uranus kind of comes back to the same point. It's about 83, 84 years it comes back around to the same point. So in 2095, Uranus will be at 1 Aries 39 at the equinox. And in 2178, it'll be at 29 Pisces. So this is the closest Uranus will be to the spring equinox in our lifetime, and in several lifetimes since 1676. And then also going forward, it won't be very close in the next 168 years or so. So again, very significant that we have Uranus on the spring equinox point. So something to understand, just a quick reminder, and I go into a little more detail about this, but when we have an equinox time, it is the balance of day and night, the equal day, equal night, the time of equal day, equal night. The sun is traveling along the equator of the earth for 24 hours. It's exactly on the equator of the earth. It starts to shift a little before and a little after, like the day before and the day after, but on the day of the exact equinox, the sun is right on the equator, and it's equal distance from the poles. That's why we have that balance of day and night all over the planet. It's equal day, equal night at the time of the equinoxes. So we can think of a balance point, whether it's the spring equinox or autumnal equinox that is happening, the balance between light and dark. So when Uranus comes along to be with the sun at the spring equinox, at that balance point, we have the change agent. Uranus is the one that helps to shift the assemblage point. And because this is the balance point, it's the entrance point into the point of unity, balance between everything, that point of where all the polarities come into that unified field. A unity point, and Uranus is there to help shift the assemblage point of our current reality, often through novel events, things that we don't expect, sometimes through extremes. Uranus is known sometimes for events of extreme novelty is a way that we love to describe Uranus in the Shamanic Astrology Mystery School. So this is an exciting time to have Uranus and the spring equinox on this very sensitive zero Aries point. And we can already see when Jupiter went into Uranus back in January of 2011, it returned again to that point. It was within a few days after that the first revolutionary energies of people taking to the streets happened in Egypt. And now we have Uranus coming back to this point with the exact spring equinox. So we know that change is guaranteed, that there is definitely something going to shift. What would be an event of extreme novelty? I'm imagining that it could be that this is a time when the earth is in balance and harmony, and that people come into balance and harmony with each other. That would be extremely novel. I don't think it's happened on this planet for eons of time, not in any recent history or memory has that happened. So that is something we can energize and work with in a ceremonial way, not only to energize balance in our own life and balance between the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual realms that we are engaging in our own life, but also balance in the world between all the different ways that we experience reality, shifting the assemblage point to realize that we are all unified, we are all one and connected in our diversity, that the diversity is also a part of it, but in the, you know, bringing together of the polarity, finding the balance between that is the honoring of the diversity and also the recognition of the unity within the diversity that we have. And so I highly encourage everyone to connect with the unity and diversity within yourself, within the balance, and really intend and work with the idea that we can live in balance with the earth, with the cycles and seasons, with the earth and the sky, with each other. This is a remarkable time to really set that template into place, to create the matrix through our intention and through our willingness to show up and take action that also helps to further that balance. And so I may do a second recording that will tell a story about how that has happened for me recently. So I will do that, and I'll share that with everyone as well. Thank you so much for listening.